This is Glenda Shepherd and my book bite for The Grapes of Wrath. The Jodes would have been detained today. Imagine the Jode family trying to make its way from eastern Oklahoma to California. I can think of one reason they could make the trip and at least six reasons for stopping them. First, and the only positive reason, the Jodes were U.S. citizens, all born in Oklahoma or another state they'd migrated from at least two generations earlier. However, if their citizenship was challenged, I'm fairly certain they did not have passports to prove their citizenship. I haven't even come upon any mention of a driver's license in my reading of the book. So that one positive reason is at least questionable. Then the reasons they would have been detained. Number one, Tom, out of prison on parole, had to stay in Oklahoma, or he would have been sent back to prison. Ma especially was concerned with this restriction. She wanted him with the family, but she worried, quote, "I can't help it. Minute you cross the line, you'd done a crime," unquote. Number two, the Jodes were too poor to pay fines or fees. For their first night of the trip, the family pulled off the road and asked to share the spot with the Wilsons of Galena, Kansas. According to Google, camping along the roadside is illegal in most states. If any highway patrol officer had come upon the Jodes and the Wilson camp, he would have written a ticket, leading to a fine neither family could pay. Later, because Ma insisted the family stay at a roadside camp, Pa paid 50 cents for one night under a shade tree and access to a water hose. When Tom and Al came in later after fixing the car, the campground owner demanded another 50 cents, which Tom refused to pay. Third, by burying Grandpa as they did, the Jodes broke another law. Oklahoma statutes citationized Title 21, Chapter 47, Human Remains, Funerals. Holding true to his refusal to leave Oklahoma, Grandpa dies. Casey, the former preacher, says, "Stroke, a good quick one." Pa realized their dilemma when he says, "They's laws. You got to report a death. And when you do that, they either take $40 for the undertaker or they take him for a pauper." Uncle John broke in, "We never did have no paupers." Tom finds an acceptable compromise. Bury Grandpa themselves, but include with his corpse this note, quote, "This here is William James Jode, died of a stroke, old man. His folks buried him because they got no money to pay for funerals. Nobody killed him, just a stroke, and he died." Number four, the family's pride, however, must accept a pauper's burial when Grandma dies the night before the Jodes get to California. After Ma and Pa turn over Grandma's body to the Bakersfield coroner's office, Pa sighed deeply. "There wasn't nothing else to do," he said. Number five, in a less serious tone, any ICE agent would have spotted the ragged bunch and brought them in. Number six, Route 66 later became Interstate 40. Owl, cruising along at a breathtaking 38 miles per hour, would have been ticketed for traveling below the minimum speed limit. I've always considered the Jodes heroes. Today, they would have been detained.